Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's see Psalm 1. Book of Psalm and Psalm 1. We'll read the Psalm 1 and then we'll pray. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of ungodly shall perish. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us the way to be blessed, O God, not to be associated with such things that are unpleasant to you and you bring troubles in our lives. Thank you for always sending your word on time and on season for us, to guide us and to help us. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you forgiveness of our sins. Let's come now to God, asking him to forgive us the sins that we have done. He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus, help us. Cleanse us, Lord, cleanse your church, your people, those who are here and the rest of the congregations, families, members, other places. Lord, let nothing hinder any one of us to meet you today face to face, this worship, O God. Let nothing hinder your blessing to flow in our lives, O God. Lord, send your Holy Spirit and convict with sins, transgressions, to guide out from troubles and from snares of sins in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your, thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross for our sins. As we repent, Lord, speak to us with your good plan for us. Instruct us. Lead us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Let's now give thanks to God for all the good things that God is giving to us. Thank you, Lord. Don't look to the things that you don't have. Look to the things that you have and give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your provision. You are there supporting us in every situation. Thank you for all the miracles, the wonders, the help, the support, the protection, the deliverance, the leading of the Holy Spirit, your grace. We thank you for all this. Thank you for your word, the eternal life. Our name art in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful things, oh God. And Lord, here we are, Lord. We come to you, Lord, to ask our petition to you, Lord. Come to the Lord now and ask him your need, your small or big needs in the hands of God. He will provide, O Lord. O Lord, provide, O God. Answer our prayers. We need you, Lord, in our lives, O God. There are things we cannot receive unless you release it to us. You know our needs, O God. You know our petition. We cry out to you, Lord. hear our prayers. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear the prayers of my brothers and my sisters, O God, those who call on your name, O Lord. We need you, all of us, in our lives. You know the sick, Lord, you know the jobless, you know who's in trouble, you know those who are in bondage and seeking help for deliverance. We pray, Lord. You help, you help, you help, O God. You lead us. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need your help. We need your grace and your mercy, O God. Help us, O God. If you know any brother or sister, anyone who's in trouble, you pray for him, pray for her. Stand for a prayer. The Lord is here. The Lord is near. The Lord is with us. Let's pray. Stand for a prayer now. O God, help, 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 O God. Provide, Lord, provide. Lord, heal. Deliver, heal, O God, heal. Open doors. O Lord, we thank you, we thank you. You are a great God. There's no one like you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children. Children, pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Let's pray. Lord, bless each and every family, Lord. I pray for family worship in each every family, Lord, as part of your church. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will guide us and you help us to instruct our children in the fear of yours, to raise up, to fear you, to raise up as a godly children. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents, who give them the word of God and the instruction from the Bible, O God. I pray for husband and wife unity, O Lord. They will move forward in serving you, Lord. I pray for each family to shine. We bring the gospel to the neighborhood around us, O God. Help us by all the means we have. We want to serve you. We want to shine, Lord, before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the families. Thank you for every member of your body, O God. We bless your holy name. O Lord, lead and guide and strengthen. Thank you for our jobs. Let's pray for our jobs, the places that we are working. Bless our visa. Protect them, O God. Protect our sponsors, O Lord. And the places that we are working, I pray for good income. I pray, Lord, you increase the income of your people, O Lord, as we bring our tithes and offering and persecute to you, Lord. You promise, O God, that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us and for us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. O God, multiply your blessing. We pray, O God, we pray for salvation for our boss, the people who are with us, O Lord, who are working around us under our care, that we will set a good example to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all salaries to come on time. I pray for companies who are not yet giving salaries to some of our church members, O God, there are some pending salaries. Lord, touch these companies, provide for them so they will pay all salaries that's pending in the name of Jesus. Help and provide. Oh Lord, we trust you, O God. Oh God, help us to shine. Let's pray now for all our neighborhood, our relatives, whatever we have contact on our daily walk, and people that we meet daily, people that we know through the media, that through us they will know Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray for the people back home that we are evangelizing in other places, in our workplace. Let's pray that through all these contacts that we have, Lord, bring your salvation, O God. Lord, that we will be a good instrument for you to bring the gospel to them. You make a way, Lord, you lead us. You need us. I pray for more souls to be harvested, more disciples to be made. Oh God, we bless your holy name, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your church, O Lord. Bless your people. We pray. Let's pray for the war in Ukraine to stop. We are praying, oh God, this war to be stopped and save the poor and needy, Lord, and protect the people that we know there, oh God, our Lord, some of our family members, Lord, you protect them in the name of Jesus. And we pray also for Sri Lanka. This nation has been afflicted by low economy, Lord. We pray, provide for them. We pray for the Lord. We pray for our members in Sri Lanka. Protect them, O God. Provide their needs, O Lord. Help them and lead them and support them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. O Lord, thus we pray now for this country where God had placed His church and the rest of the places, Lord, that God had extended in Oman, in Kuwait, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, so Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, the rest of the places, we pray that you give us favor from the authorities, from those in government, that whatever logistic needs we need, that provide office needs, documentations, papers, whatever, Lord, papers, official we need, you will provide for us. We trust you, O God, and we commit ourselves to preach the gospel in all these areas, O God. We pray that we will spread your word in whatever way we can do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good citizens. Oh Lord, that people will see Christ in us, and we ask you, Lord, to do miracles and wonders. People will know. So that people will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. And Lord, we pray for the church, oh God. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Help us to commit our life fully unto you, to serve you, O God. We pray for more evangelism. Pray for more people to be reached out, more families, more children, more adults. We pray for all the ministry of the church. Bless it, O God. Bless our church school. Bless our watchman ministry, Lord, the publication, the translation, and all the items of our worship and our service. O God, and to you, Lord, bless all the Bible studies, bless the prayer meetings, O God. Help us, O Lord. Even, Lord, we pray today for our worship. Bless our worship, O God. Bless all the songs, the prayers, the message, the giving. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, let's stand up to worship the Lord, to sing to Him.
Come together now to worship. Even the very air that we breathe, O Lord, you have given, O Lord, day after day, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, above all, of your word that we continue to live. Jesus, for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have healed us. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the life that you have promised, O Lord, a life to the full here on earth, O God, and a life everlasting, O Lord, that you have promised. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you have healed us, O Lord. Thank you that you have given us, O Lord God, your very word. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us your very love, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your wounds, O Lord, we are healed. Hallelujah.
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider
the punishment of God, I see.
Jesus, for what you have done in our lives. You deserve all the glory, the honor, the adoration, and the worship of your people. Hallelujah.
You deserve the glory.
That's the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, you are the great God. Thank you, Lord God, for every miracle that you are doing in our lives, O Lord God. Whether it be great or small, we continue to magnify it, O Lord. For truly, Lord God, we cannot do anything apart from you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for every miracle that we receive. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship the Lord by giving to Him as due for Him from our tithes and offering our first fruit as we bring to the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful worship. Thank you, God, for touching our lives. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for all the provision, the incomes that we receive from you, bonuses. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help and your support. You provide for us. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, bless your people who came to you and whatever they have brought, Lord, their tithes, offering, first fruit. Oh God, watch over them and bless them. Oh God, pour us so much blessing. They have no place to keep, oh God. And we pray, rebuke the devourer in our lives. Oh God, let all nations know we are blessed by you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, multiply this small amount of money and use it mightily to meet all the needs. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We'll continue to worship the Lord by listening to the Word of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, and let's read verse 3 to verse 12. We will start to study the way to be blessed. You want to be blessed?
Amen.
Amen. All of us want to be blessed. But let us see what the Bible speaks about the blessing, how to get blessed, and how the blessing of God to flow in our lives. You know, people, they say that money, and when you have more money, you are blessed, or when you have more resources. Some people, they believe in power and influence, that when you have power and influence, you are blessed. And some people, they say that when you are famous and well-known, you are blessed. But let us read what Jesus spoke and what the Bible tells us about the blessing, how to get blessed by God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Oh God, thank you for your word. Anoint my lips with your word, oh God, and lead us, oh Lord, today speak to us and guide us with your mercy, oh Lord. I pray for fruit from this message, 30 and 60 and 100, according to your will, oh God. Teach us your ways and guide us how to be a blessed, oh God. Take the message and spread it and bring souls to you as a people to save you with us. Help us to be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Christ have another opinion about how to be blessed. Christ came from heaven. He became man and he lived on earth. And He lived the way, and he shows the way to be blessed. You know, he died on the cross for our sin. He took our sin and through Christ, through the blood, he cleans our conscience so that we'll be able to serve God. You know, the writer of the Hebrews 9, verse 14, say, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He not only sanctify us, he not only enable us to serve God, and he also show us the way to be blessed. You know what he say in Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in the spirit, not those who are arrogant in the spirit. The poor in the spirit, they are the humble people. Not they have a pride, you know. Be careful, you know. When you have money, when you have power, you are no more poor. You become more arrogant, very good in answering, but be careful, because the salvation will be taken away from you. The poor in the spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. But the arrogant and those who are, proud, and that you cannot reach, to speak with them, they are not having the kingdom of God, because they are no more poor in the spirit. That we need to humble ourselves so that we will be part of the kingdom of God. That's how to be blessed, to be humble, to be poor in the spirit. Yeah, to receive the blessing of God. Verse 4, Matthew 5, 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourning means that there's trials, problems, struggles, and temptations, hard life. Yeah. But here they say, here it is a source of blessing. They say, blessed are they who are mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who mourn. You know, trials is a source of blessing in our life. Because through trials we'll be corrected, we'll be rebuked, yeah, we'll be perfected, we'll be disciplined, we'll be guided. This is the fruit of the trials, and also in the trials, we will learn how to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit to be like Jesus. Self-control, humble during the trials, persevering, patience. Our attitude will be changed and character to be changed during the trials, because that is how God is blessing us. And more, when you know, in verse 4 he says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. There's a promise that when we mourn, when we are in trouble, when we are in trials, the Holy Spirit promised here that we will have a comfort from God. So we are blessed in every way when we pass a hard time. You get the point here? Many they are angry when they have problems, but here he said they will be comforted. They will be comforted. Let's learn how to be blessed. Amen. The people in the world, they have other understanding about blessing, but Jesus, our Lord and our King and our teacher, he have another teaching we need to follow so that we can make it to heaven. You know, we cannot make it to heaven with all the nonsense of the world that's around us. We have to be different than they. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Speak here about the meek. The meek, those are the remnant. Those who follow God, those who are the meek, those who are waiting upon God to come and bless them. You know, the opposite of the meek, those who are grabbing all the opportunity. You know, they grab opportunity. They want to do it. They want to do things with their own will. They want to do shortcuts for them to be solve a problem, you know. And what happened when they do shortcuts to solve a problem? When a problem, it will hatch like eggs, many troubles. Because they want to do their own. They are not waiting upon God. The meek, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They will be more blessed. God will come and bless them. In the book of Isaiah and chapter 30 and verse 18, it say, "And therefore with the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will be exalted, for he that may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment." Listen to this. "Blessed are all they that wait for him." Blessed are all those who wait for him. They don't do their own. The meek, they don't do their own. They wait upon God to come solve the problem his own way, his own timing. His own timing. And that's the way to be blessed. You know, when you want it all, you will miss it all. When we want to grab everything, yeah, at the end, you can see you are getting nothing of all of this bad attitude that you are having. So here, let's come to Christ in humility. Let's repent. Okay, let's read the Bible. Let's study the Bible. Let's be our curriculum. You know, Apostle John, he said, "We write all this to you so that your joy will be complete." Your joy, when we know the good news, when we know the truth, and when we follow the truth, when we implement the truth, our joy and your joy, and all of us joy will be complete, and we'll be waiting for the Lord to come and take us with him to heaven. More a blessing today. The way to be a blessed, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Those hungry and thirsty for righteousness, not for worldliness. Yeah? The more you are running after the worldly things, the more you are empty. But the more you are humbling yourself, coming to God, delighting in his will, delighting in his word, delighting to be fulfilling the will of God and declaring it, you will be filled. You will be filled. You know, Jesus taught us, let us learn from our master. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need, he shall add it to you." God knows what we need. God knows what is needful for us. But let us comply with him. Let us hunger and thirst for righteousness, not worldliness, not doing our own plans and desires. No, you know, some people, they think that life will become better. They will do immigration, they will do migration, they will do other things. They think that they will be blessed. Nothing. I tell you nothing. If we will not follow the scriptures, we will be empty of the blessings. Wait upon God, be hunger and thirst for his word and his will. And wait, see the blessing will come to you. It will come to you. You don't need to run for it. It will come to you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. That's another way to be blessed, you know. When you show mercy to other people, you know, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 31, Jesus said, "And as ye would that man should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." If you want to receive mercy, you also need to be merciful. God wants us to be merciful. God wants us to be considerate to those who are in need, those who are in troubles. Because in the same way, when we help people, God will help us also. God wants us to be merciful. Are you merciful? Are you helping others? You want help? If you want to get help, then you must help others also. You must be also merciful to other people. In the book of 1 John, That's why we read the Bible. We read the Bible to learn the way of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Is there, and say, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17, but whoso had his words good, like food and whatever, and sees his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how it dwelleth the love of God in him. As we speak here about helping others who are in need. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That's what he say here. He say that, blessed are the merciful, for they'll be shown mercy. When we love people, when we help people, when we are merciful to people, people and God will be merciful also to us. And that's in the teaching of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue. Let's continue to study the word of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You say, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be testing and approve what is good and perfect and the pleasing will of God. You know, the world people, they have certain other way of standard of how to be blessed. But the Bible teaches us other things, and that is why, you know, we come to study the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And in John chapter 1 and verse 18, we learn why Jesus came. You know, he say, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus came to declare God. He showed us the way to be blessed. You know, if he would not come, we will not know this teaching. We'll be lost. And that's why we read the Bible. That's why we are blessed more other, because we have the Bible. And the Bible teaches the way to be blessed. Small blessing today. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Helping us. Thank you, God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God wants us to have purity in our heart. Our heart should be pure, clean, corruption, you know, worldliness, deceit, malice, hatred, wrong things in the heart, we will not be able to see God. Jesus is coming soon, yeah? We have to be ready, we have to prepare ourselves, we have to cleanse our heart. You know, in the book of Zechariah chapter 7, Book of Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute the true judgment, and show mercy and compassion at every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. The heart should be clean and pure. And Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 17. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his brother, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, say the Lord. Our heart should be clean. Take your heart now. Take your heart now. You don't need to go to a doctor, do ECG and X-ray and others, no. Take your heart now, according to this scripture that God is giving us today. Are our hearts are clean or need cleansing now? In Matthew chapter 15, Matthew 15 and verse 19, about the thing that is in the heart, that the evil thing that we need to cleanse ourselves from it. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. That's here the things that will hinder us from seeing God, from entering the kingdom of God. In the Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. Teach us the following. Teach us, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. When we cover our sin, hide them, we will not prosper. But when we confess and when we renounce them, we will find mercy from the Lord. Let's go back now to Matthew 5 and let's read verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. God wants us to be peacemakers, not troublemakers, you know. If we keep making troubles and fight and strives, that's not the criteria that God wants us. Fighting and quarreling, yeah? That's not good. That's not what God wants us. Those who serve God, they serve God quietly, they spread the word of God, you know, they avoid fighting on others, you know. Those who always fight, that is not the spirit of God. That is not what, that they are not serving God in such a way. But, you know, certain time, we may need to go through hard time and some struggles, you know. Because in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34, yes, we have to do whatever we can to work for peace. But certain time to face sin, to face wickedness, you know, to give a clear line of demarcation between evil and good, between righteousness and wickedness, we may go through strife, you know. In Matthew 10:34, the Lord says, think not that I am come to send peace to earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. That's when certain time we have to stand when dealing with sin, false religion, false teaching, and evil doing going on. We have to stand firm. But in general, when we serve the Lord, we need to work for peace as much as we can. That's what we learn from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much as light in your hand, as much as you can in your hand, live peacefully with all men, as much as you can. We avoid strife as much as we can, but certain time when we are sure that God wants us to go through it, through strife, we need to go through it. But otherwise, we should away from such things. Matthew 5 and verse 10, the last thing we will discuss today of how to be blessed. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you, you falsely for my sake. What he say, go home and cry because they spoke bad against you. No, he say, rejoice. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Here, certain time, we are sad because people spoke against us. People say, rejoice. They will accuse, they will tell lies, they will put crimes on you. He say, rejoice. And there's a prophet, there's capital with that. Because he say, great is your reward in heaven. And the great people are marked by persecution. For in such a way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So here, we learn today, a brief. Go to the message. It's recorded, it's written also. Go and meditate and check your life. Where area that you are missing the blessing of God? These are a very feasible, very affordable way to get the blessing of God in your life. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He came, he died for us, he sanctified us. We are justified, we are children of God. And he taught us the way to be blessed. Amen. Let's all stand in his presence. Let us live to this week, you know, with the blessing of God in a special way. Not about the prestige or fame or position or, you know, worldly things, no. Blessed are they for who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for them is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they see God. Blessed the peacemaker, for shall be called the children of God. Let us humble ourselves. Let us be willing to be persecuted. Let us be willing to go through the will of God, to be transformed, away from worldliness. Jesus died for us on the cross. He came and he died for us. By his wound, we are healed. You know, trials and hardship in life cause us wounds. But let us this time come to the Lord for healing. Let's repent of our sins. Let us renounce them, let's renounce worldliness. The meek, be one of the meek, don't do your own. Drop away your shortcuts. Repent of what you are doing. It will not help. You will empty, you will get empty. Come back to the Lord to be filled. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. What you need will come to you by his wounds. Yes, Jesus, thank you. I bless you, Lord. Thank you for your holy name. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your help and support to us. Come to the Lord.
Consider is stricken by God, smitten by him, and
bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Love your hand to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your God. Here is your God.
Here is the house of God, great
the Lord. Hallelujah.